artificial intelligence is more common than you might think. Take, for example, virtual assistants. There is Microsoft's Cortana.
I am your personal assistant. I try to make things easier to do on your phone.
And Amazon's Alexa.
I can play music, answer questions, get the news and weather, create to-do lists, and much more.
And then there's Siri, who lives in your iPhone. Siri, why do virtual assistants like you typically have voices that sound female?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That's what I figured.
Siri, that doesn't make any sense.
I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, well, Siri may not have the answer, but Monica Nicholsberg has been looking into it. She's a writer and web producer for the tech news website GeekWire.
One of the reasons that a lot of these personalities tend to skew female is that they tend to perform functions that have traditionally been done by women. Assistant roles, scheduling meetings, communicating, which is, you know, hugely ascribed as a female strength. So I think that because we sort of have an expectation that that's what the role that they're going to serve in our lives, it's a very natural jump for those organizations to then build female personalities.
But in your writing, you also looked at the idea of user comfort when it came to hearing female voices when you're using virtual assistants. So what did you find out about that?
This is probably what the experts would say is the main reason that these personalities tend to skew female. It's really about user adoption, because that's the end game for them. You know, it's about business, and you want people to use your technology. And we as users often have a little bit more comfort with a female voice, you know, especially if it's a disembodied technology we're not familiar with. It can be a little bit scary. And so having a personality that you have associations with nurturing, communication, it just makes it, I think, a little bit easier for some people.
So then what concerns do you have about the fact that female voices in AI are so prevalent right now?
I have a concern that we have such an easy time equating human-like with female, you know, sort of less than human, but almost there. And I also just think that we need to really examine these things. You know, technology and innovation moves at such a breakneck pace that we often are adopting it before we really take the time to understand it and what it means for us as, you know, humanity as a whole.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention your writing about sex and female artificial intelligence, too. What's the connection you found there?
So I think it's hard to have a conversation about gender without having a conversation about sex. And I'm really interested in this sort of intersection between technology and gender and sex. I would not go so far as to say there's a direct parallel, but I do think that it's worth examining why we so frequently equate AI personalities and robotics with female, and that there is a very large market for female machine companionship. And there are companies and manufacturers, particularly in Japan, that are already making really big strides to fill that demand.
Are there male-sounding AI robots being developed for sex, or is this just mostly female?
Not really. They're pretty few and far between. For the most part, they are, whether it's sex dolls or there's a lot going on with virtual reality and simulating kind of sex. It's about as close as you can get to having sex with a video game. But I think the demand for that largely comes from men, heterosexual men interested in female technology.
Well, as you've looked at all of this, what's been most surprising to you about AI technology? What did you learn that surprised you the most?
What's most surprising, or I would say interesting, is just how far along this technology is. You know, because it's not brought to market, it's not something that we necessarily are exposed to unless we're really digging, but you can really fall into some Google holes when it comes to advances in robotics and AI. And then, you know, the offshoot of that is in sort of like sexualized and feminized machines that have, you know, personalities, and, you know, they can follow a script but also go off book. It's like you're really interacting with an intelligent being. And so it's just really amazing to see how far they've come.
You can read Monica Nicholsberg at the tech news site GeekWire.